What's up, guys?
Morning. Your decision to sign a new kicker today?
Yeah.
Just talk about him and what went into that and where you guys are right now.
Well, we signed Ryan Lindell, obviously, and experienced guy. Been very, very effective in this league for a number of years. Derek Dimke has done all the kicking, as we talked about yesterday, because Tynes has an issue with his toe, so we felt like we needed to, you know, we're wearing Derek out, and I don't know where this is going to, you know, exactly go. We're going to let it play out and make some decisions here in the next 2 weeks, but we want to make sure we have plenty of choices to make the right decision.
Will they split up the kicking duties on Saturday?
I haven't even gone there yet. You know, we got him in here on a plane last night, physical this morning. No team kicking. He just did individual kicking, and then we'll sit down today and map out who gets what. You know, we've seen Derek kick quite a bit, so and you know we've seen this guy over the years kick quite a bit. So I don't know. I'd like to see him in a Bucks uniform do it.
What are your plans for Josh Saturday night, Greg? How many snaps are?
Yeah, I mean he's going to play. I'm not going to get into specifics of each player, but he'll play quite a bit.
Seen already. You said yesterday you actually think he's had a pretty good camp, but what do you want to see in this game since it's kind of more of a dress rehearsal for the regular season?
You know, just what I'd like to see him do, as long as he plays, what I'd like to see him do in a regular season game, run the offense effectively. I mean, that's the number one job of the quarterback, so all the things that go with it, you know.
Greg, you've been fairly direct about Daquan Bowers. How much of that is to fire a kid up, and how much of that is just an honest assessment that you haven't seen enough out of him?
Just an honest assessment. I mean, he and I have a good relationship, and I've talked to him a great deal. That he knows how much I believe in him and how much our coaching staff believes in him. This wouldn't be the first guy that we've taken from potential to performance, and that's what our goal is. That's a pretty good headline, right? Potential to performance. I like that.
That's good. Yeah. What do you thought about Akeem Spence as he's coming along here? I know he's still competing for that spot, but just what have you seen as a development of the training camp in the season?
He's getting better. He's a rookie, you know. So like when you start saying, "Oh, that looked good," and then he'll do something, you just go, "Oh my goodness," you know. But then you say he's a rookie, and that's what rookies do, you know. But he's getting better, and that's the key because he's talented, and you know this rookie group. I could say that for all of them. They're talented guys that are consistently getting better, and that's exciting.
You mentioned earlier that you know, obviously this is Josh's second year in this system, and he should have a better grasp of it. Are you seeing indications of that either in practice or even in the games, as little as you've seen of him there, that prove to you that, yeah, he's got a better grasp, he's more in charge of this offense, more comfortable with it?
Yes.
Can you give some examples somehow?
Well, understanding, and not only understanding of our offense, which he has a much better grasp on, but understanding of the game of football, situational football, down and distance, time remaining, score, weather conditions, all that stuff, he has a much better grip on how that affects what he has to do and what the offense is going to be able to do. So, but that's the maturation of a quarterback, in my opinion, so he's doing that.
Do you think he's a better decision maker now than he was a year ago?
Yes, I think any time you understand something better, it allows you to make quicker and more appropriate decisions.
How much of the work with him is mechanical at this point? I mean, he's kind of a long strider at times. I mean, has there been continued work as far as his mechanics, or do they need a lot of work as far as what he does?
Yeah, you know, it's a double-edged sword. There are some mechanical things you'd like to fix. You tweak a guy, you don't change a guy at this level. He got here for a reason. You start making wholesale changes, you're going to have a lot of worse before you have better. And that's not what we're not in that business right now. So you got to let a guy throw within his natural mechanics. Now you can tweak this and tweak that, little things. You don't want to start changing big things, you know. So yeah, there's mechanics always are watched just to keep them straight, you know, so they don't go off the path of where he is now. Decision making is the most critical thing. You know, fighter pilot type response. You know, this happens, you got to go right now and do it. And can you pull the trigger?
You have the first wave of cuts coming up next Tuesday.
Has that process started of what you're starting to think on as you look at that roster, and how difficult will it be? Is this a game that's kind of the final judgment here, or is it based more on practice?
Oh, it's all. I think everything is combined. Certainly games, there's a difference. That's why you play them, right? I mean, you're playing against somebody else. Those practices at New England are different than just than our regular practice. But everything goes into the equation. You know, how they handle themselves in meetings. You know, how dependable are they? You know, all that stuff goes into the equation when we're making those kind of decisions. I don't think you can just say it's, you know, give me the sheet. Oh, he's got 7 catches and 2 drops. Oh, okay. There's a lot more that goes into it than that.
Can I go back to Daquan? What aren't you seeing now, and what's the ceiling for this guy?
Oh, I think the ceiling is unknown. You know, I think he can really be a fantastic player. Consistency is the big thing right now. But I do think he's making strides. I mean, I think he's improved in this training camp. So just, you know.
Greg, you know, there's some talk about Durrell. Talk about Goldson, what he's brought, what you think he can bring as a leader, as a player.
Mm-hmm. He's already brought it. Yeah, he's a very strong personality in a good way. Gets along with everybody, yet he's got the credibility from what he's done in his career that when he speaks, people listen. So they can hang out and be friendly, but when he puts the hammer down as the boss, they listen.
Back on Josh for a second. That throw, you called it a Hall of Fame throw, the one to Ogletree against the Patriots. Didn't get completed, but when you see that throw, is that when, you know, you get maybe butterflies and you say, wow, this guy can be a – is that – an example to you of what this guy can be?
Mm-hmm. It's the same throw he made in the last game last year in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That just like zipped right by my eye level. And you sit there and shake your head. There's not a lot of guys that are living that can make those throws, you know? That's special. So that's why they give us a whistle. We got to try to get them to do it all the time and make it to the right guy and all that stuff, and that's the challenge.
As a head coach, I mean, every kicker has to be a rookie at some point. And I know you don't really do kicking per se, but are you okay would you be okay with not having a guy that has an NFL track record in the regular season?
If that's what's best for our team, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, last year, I'm going to forget his name now, but he's with the Redskins, Forbath. I mean, he had a tremendous camp, and he went on to kick for somebody. So we had our guy, though, you know. So I think you're right. Everybody has to be a rookie at one point.
Did Revis do the same amount today?
I'm sorry?
Did Revis do the same amount in practice as he did?
Did a little more today. Yeah, did a little bit more. And so far, so good.
A couple more?
How's Carl coming?
Which one?
How's Nick's coming along?
Same status. We have to wait and let the medicine run its course for I don't know how many days before they even redo the culture. So
is Revis playing Saturday a consideration for him and you at this point?
Nah, I wouldn't say it's been eliminated, but again, I'll just say I don't need to see it, right? So.
He's not pushing to play necessarily, or is he? Or
no.
About what they want to.
No, he's just taking it day. You know, like when he says to you guys, and I say we're taking it day by day. I think probably the best thing he's done, is he's taking it truly day by day. He doesn't set these expectations, so then he has this depression when it doesn't happen, right? He just kind of plugs away, and. I think that's one of the reasons he's getting better. Plus, he works incredibly hard and smart, and Todd's doing a great job. But I look forward to, you know, today he did more and it looked impressive. So we just need to keep going there. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.